Aeneas Williams.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining the Art of Money Radio today.
The Art of Money Radio.
That's right. You like that?
I do like it. I want to talk about money. So how does interviewing Aeneas coincide with
the Art of Money?
The Art of Money, yes.
Well, you are a profession in your sport.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we interview people that have highly successful careers, like you have had in the NFL, doing something at the top of your career. You know, you're exceptional in your craft.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing for our clients, you know, in financial planning. We want to make sure that they have a retirement that lasts the rest of their life. So we've got to develop plans that work. They can't not work, you know. So we're trying to create a Super Bowl retirement, so to speak.
Awesome.
So, but just having you on the show, getting a little insights of you, you know, what makes you who you are and why you're so successful. Just give me a little bit. You were a Hall of Fame now in the NFL. Tell me, through your career, how did you do that? What made Aeneas special, and like what made you be able to go to that next level, be in the top 1% of your craft?
Well, I'll start out by making sure everyone understands. I walked on the football team my junior year in college. A week before the season started my junior year at the Southern University, 1AA. And I said that in jest with my fellow Hall of Famer and teammate, Orlando Pace, because he went to the Ohio State.
Right.
University, but
and we
it's
say
real
the
exactly
Florida
exactly.
State University, same thing. Yeah,
really, you said I didn't know you said
yeah.
the Florida State.
Yeah,
and then I don't know if you noticed, but the president of Ohio State, I believe, or some alumni, they attempted to get that copyrighted.
Yes,
and it did not. They weren't successful at doing it. So
yes.
I appreciate for Florida State and Southern. Too bad, Orlando, if you ever hear this podcast. But the first part is mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up in New Orleans, dad and mom, two older brothers, I never had to look outside of my house for a role model. That's the first thing. And I understood the power of mentorship.
Okay.
When it was on my heart to attempt to be the best I could be, this is in college. When I first started, I had no idea I could ever play in the NFL. Always loved the game of football.
Sure.
Was not recruited coming out of high school. My dad's the first college graduate on both sides of the family. My mother, we're one of the few minorities to have a floral license in the state of Louisiana. So sports was never, quote unquote, our ticket out.
Right.
That's the first thing. The second thing is my two older brothers in the mentorship. I grew up in the same area where Lil Wayne is from. All of us from the same area.
Nice.
His mentor in the rap business, Brian Williams, I would call him, is Birdman. We went to school together. So mentorship, I knew the power of mentorship. I knew the power of my dad and mom making sure they always paid attention to who we were around. When it came down to being the best as a cornerback, I was led to do the same thing. I'd given my life to Jesus Christ my junior year in college.
Awesome. So your spiritual side is a big part.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And when people say spiritual side, I want to make sure I clarify what that means. That means I have the ability to be accountable to someone who's you don't see.
Right.
Right? And that's huge.
He knows everything you're doing.
Yeah. It's huge, but not so much from a gotcha standpoint.
Sure.
It's growing up, my dad and mom, very hard, very good disciplinarians. So there's accountability. My parents have never heard me curse, but I was a curser, right?
Right.
So it's things you do
and
when they're
respect,
not around.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
But also in life, it's the things you do away from the public.
Sure.
That really has an impact on what people see in public. So when I decided in my heart to be one of the best to ever play, in college, I had two guys who ironically went to high school with me, who were outstanding cornerbacks, Kevin Lewis, Maurice Hurst. Maurice was at Southern 1 year ahead of me. Kevin was at Northwestern State 2 years ahead of me. He played with the 49ers cornerback. Maurice played with the New England Patriots 10 years. I went to those guys and I found out where they were training, and I would just go where they were training with guys. And all of us are from New Orleans.
Sure.
When you're from New Orleans, the month in between off-season training camp, or if you're in college, semester changing from summer to the fall, there was about a month window where the pros who were from New Orleans and the college guys, we were all in town together. We would all train at Tulane University.
Okay.
Guy named Tom.
The Green Wave.
The Green Wave, yes. Guy named Tom Shaw was a trainer who's very good. now in Florida at Disney World. We all trained there. And I'll never forget, while we were training, I didn't think I was as good. I couldn't cover these guys.
Right.
The two guys, Maurice and Kevin, were far more talented than I was. But I learned the power of your environment will change you before you change it. So I just would call them up, go whenever they were there, and just work out with them. And then they had this little tall, skinny kid, because we always needed a quarterback that can throw the one-on-one routes. So some dad started dropping this thin, tall kid off who was still in high school. So we're doing the ladder drills, which is the type of drill you do to train your footwork. And it looked like this kid couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Okay.
Peyton Manning, right?
Okay.
But his leadership, even at a high school level, I saw all the way back then. So to answer the first question, the power of mentorship was a game changer. Also had a guy, because I wasn't very fast. I started by the fifth game of that first year I walked on. The next year I made all conference at cornerback, led the league in interceptions. And after that second year, the coach had allowed me to walk on. He says, Aeneas is a great player. He's a good player. I don't think he'll ever go pro, because at best he runs a 4.640. Art, that's when I begin to understand the difference between facts and truth. The facts were I ran a 4.640. But the truth was I had the ability in me to run a 4.3.
Wow.
So one guy underneath me who was younger, 1 year younger than me, a guy named Brian Thomas, who was our wide receiver, the fastest guy on Southern's football team, the fastest guy on Southern's track team, also from New Orleans, 1 year younger than me. I could not cover Brian, even though I was all conference. I'd line up 10 yards off of him being a receiver. He was a receiver. He would run by me. So when that coach, at the end of my second season, made that statement, I didn't build my life to prove him wrong. There's right. So many people build their lives to prove people wrong. When you do that, you don't enjoy the journey, or you constantly need something external to motivate you. Instead, his words brought direction to me and brought the thought, what do I need to do to improve my speed? Now, I have a natural problem as far as my thinking, because all my life I've been taught either you have speed or you don't. You can't coach it. So I went to Brian Thomas, who ran a 4.240, who ran a sub-10 second 100 meters. And I went to him. I said, Brian, can you help me get faster? He says, Aeneas, you can run a 4.340. And just as I'm looking you in your eyes, Art, he said it so convincingly, I believed him. That's when I found out and understood the power of the transference of belief. I said, Brian, what do I do? This was the fall of my second year. I'd already graduated with my accounting degree. So I played my senior year while in graduate school. He says, next spring, walk on the track team. I said, walk on the track team? He said, yes, you walked on the football team. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I said, what do I do? He said, get next to me and do everything I do. This is January, spring semester. We work out. After we finish working out, I'm on the ground thinking I'm going to die. Brian is walking as if he's never worked out. This is January. I look up at Brian while I'm on the ground. I said, what manner of man is this? In other words, then my legs start talking to me. He says, Aeneas, you can keep this up, but we're finished. That's what my legs told me, all right? So I end up by April, Art, Brian Thomas and I were the fastest two on Southern's team. I clocked a 4.340 for the scouts, and I was the second-rated cornerback in the nation behind Todd Light out of Notre Dame. So going back to the original point, it's the power of mentorship. And what I learned about a mentor is not somebody that gives you advice. It's somebody's advice that you follow.
Well, Aeneas, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're
You've
welcome.
Been inspirational.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Art.
Absolutely.
Thank you.